Do I think that Brexit will encourage other countries to leave the European Union? Well, as you know, politicians hate direct questions and find those very hard. Normally, in the middle of the week, I would be in Prime Minister's questions, and that can be pretty grueling, as I'm sure some of you have seen on your television set. But I'll try and give a direct answer to this one, which is, I think the answer to that is no. I think we're going to see elections in France, we're going to see elections in Holland, we just had this referendum in Italy. And of course, other countries have had concerns with the European Union, particularly, as I said, with the euro, the currency, and the way it's been working. But I think Britain, particularly, never loved, as I said in my speech, never loved the institutions of the European Union, even those of us who wanted to remain. Certainly felt no affection for the way this organisation worked. We knew we needed to be there for trade and cooperation and working together. But the affection for this institution, particularly in Britain, has had such a successful independent history with our own institutions, simply wasn't there. So I would say that I think in France, I would guess that Marine Le Pen won't win the election. I would guess that whatever happens in Holland, there will ultimately be a majority of us today inside the European Union. As I said in my speech, I think the question, the really difficult question, is what happens to the future of the euro? Because I think there does come a time where some countries will think we've had no growth for too long, and they will start to question the way this currency works and whether it's working in their interest. People will talk and write about the Brexit referendum, about the decision to hold the referendum, about the conduct of that referendum, about the outcome of that referendum, I'm sure for many years to come. I would simply say this, that I believe, and still believe, that the fact that we haven't had a referendum on this issue for 40 years, in spite of the fact that the European Union was changing and changing and changing, was actually beginning to poison British politics. It was certainly poisoning politics in my own party. And I think more broadly people know, well, we've been promised referendums and they haven't been delivered. And people were beginning to feel very frustrated about this issue. And in the end, Britain has to decide. Do we want to be inside this organisation, but out of some of its parts? Or do we want to be outside this organisation, but cooperating with it in ways that are to our mutual advantage? Britain has made its choice. I believe that choice will be carried through, and it is right that it is carried through. And yes, there will be difficulties along the way, because it's a big change, but ultimately it can be made to work. And the last word I'll say on this is simply this. If one of the problems in our world today, as we try and, as I argue in my speech, build a globalization that works for all our countries and all our people, and we do that, we have to listen to what those people want. And people do want a say on these issues.